This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 15th of September. There are warnings of gales in North Utsira, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High, White, 1031, expected Plymouth, 1028, by 1800 on Sunday. Low, Bailey, 989, expected Norwegian Sea, 997 by the same time. A new low, expected Southeast Iceland, 1013 by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in North Utsira, veering southwesterly 4 or 5, then westerly later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering westerly or northwesterly later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest, veering west or northwest later, 3 to 5. Fair than occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable, becoming mainly west or northwest later, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later in Dover. Fair, good. Biscay, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first in south. Fair, good. Trafalgar, easterly 5 to 7, in far southeast, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Then south or southeast, 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin. West or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Bailey, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fair Isle, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, veering west later. Showers, good. Occasionally poor. Faroes, south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, veering west or northwest later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later, rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 4, 8 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Stornoway. Southwest by south 5, 15 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lerwick. Southwest 6, 9 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Wick Automatic. Southwest by west 3, 16 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southwest 5, 19 miles, 1016, falling more slowly. Lucas, south by west 4, 30 miles, 1018, steady. Boomer, southwest 4, 16 miles, 1021, now rising. Bridlington, southwest by south 3, 1025, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. West southwest 4, more than 27 miles, 1,029. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-southwest 3, 1,029, falling slowly. Jersey, east by north 3, more than 38 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, southwest 3, 1,029, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest 3, 22 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest 3, 22 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Valley, south-southwest 6, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south-southwest 4, 6 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Valencia, south-southwest 4, mist 1.5 miles, 1,023, now falling. Ronald's Way, south by west 6, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1,023, now rising. Malin Head, southwest 4, 13 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Macrihenish Automatic, southwest 2, slight drizzle, 8 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, low pressure centred to the north of the United Kingdom, brings a strong, showery, southwesterly flow across northern waters, although winds easing here as the low continues to move northwards through Sunday. Meanwhile, high pressure remains near southern waters, bringing light winds and fair conditions, with a cold front across central areas, bringing outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, showers becoming squally for a time, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, veering westerly 3 or 4 later, showers for a time, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, veering west later, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 3 or 4 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsea Bill, westerly or southwesterly becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in east, fair, good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, veering northwest 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or southwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair than occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, south or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional rain, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 in north, then becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional rain until later, good, occasionally poor until later. Isle of Man, southwest 5 or 6, veering west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, showers God. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Showers. God. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 3 to 5. Becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first. Showers. Becoming squally for a time. Then fair later. Good. Occasionally poor until later. Shetland Isles. South or southwest 5 to 7. Decreasing 3 to 5, veering west later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. Google is everywhere in our online lives. It began as a super innovative startup with a strong sense of ethics.
The motto that Google started out with was very simple: don't be evil.
But in August this year, a court in Washington, D.C. ruled that Google had been abusing its dominant position in the search market.
The theory in the case was that it engaged in various kinds of conduct that made it hard for rivals to catch up.
Many feel it's become just too big to control. And that could mean we're going to have to rely on Google itself to use its power more responsibly.
They are one of the major providers of information globally, and that has consequences.
So this week we're asking, can we trust Google? I'm David Baker. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The mayor of Springfield in the US state of Ohio has urged Donald Trump to stop his repeated attacks on the town, which have become part of his campaign for the White House. Robert Rue told the BBC that Mr. Trump's call for the mass deportation of migrants there had increased anxiety. Grant Ferret reports.
The Springfield mayor summarised the past few days as disheartening and difficult. He said the town had seen rapid growth in recent years through immigration, describing the community as beautiful, vibrant and resilient. But he said since Donald Trump falsely claimed in his televised debate with Kamala Harris that Haitian immigrants had been eating people's pets, the town had been forced to spend more on security. The mayor said there had been bomb threats, prompting the temporary closure of schools and official buildings.
Venezuela has arrested an American citizen and two Spaniards, accusing them of involvement in alleged plots against President Nicolas Maduro's government. The foreign minister, Diosdado Cabello, announced the seizure of 400 rifles and pistols that were to be used in what he described as fascist attacks in Venezuela. He accused the US authorities of involvement. The arrests were announced 2 days after Washington sanctioned 16 Venezuelan officials, including members of the Electoral Council and the Supreme Court, accused of electoral fraud. At least 16 people are now known to have died in Haiti when a fuel tanker exploded on a road near the western city of Miraguam. 40 others suffered serious burns. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
Haiti's Prime Minister Gary Conil said the most serious cases were being airlifted to bigger hospitals in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The accident happened when the tanker hit a broken-down vehicle and leaked fuel onto the road. Residents rushed to the site to retrieve the spilled fuel, triggering the explosion. Haiti is struggling